This daily Bible verse is brought to you by Ministry Jesus, where the truth about God is revealed. Visit us on the web at ministryjesus.com. This daily Bible verse is titled, Dedicated Service as an Effective Living Sacrifice. Our verse is found in Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. How did I get the name Ministry Jesus? 6 years ago yesterday on the 12th of March 2018, I was nowhere near right with God, but I was seeking Him. I kept asking Him over and over again what He wanted me to do, and, to my amazement, I actually heard God, which was not a normal thing for me, back then. Long story short, Jesus gave me the name Ministry Jesus. After I asked Him what He wanted me to do over and over again, He answered me. He said, Ministry Jesus. I looked around not sure what just happened, and then I again heard, it is early, but Ministry Jesus. Go by the .com, .net, .org, .info, and .us. No one has them, they are available. So, I bought them. A couple years before that, when I was really nowhere near right with God, I had a vision that I did not understand. I was raised Catholic and I believed in Jesus my entire life, moved away from my hometown and became born again at age 20 in a full gospel church of God, and things happened that kept me out of church for 20 years. When I was starting to come back to God, but still far from right with God, is when I had this vision. I did not know much about the Bible, just the stories I had heard growing up in private Catholic schools, and the little bit I learned on my own, which was not much. So, I know how difficult and confusing it is when a person wants to first really start learning about God. There is so much out there, so many directions to go, so many things to choose from, that it can be a difficult thing to embrace. Anyway, the vision started out with this thing coming at me, almost walking toward me. I had never seen anything like it in my entire life. It kind of seemed evil to me. It had horns on it and it was dark colored. It came to me later in the vision also, but the second time it came to me, it had some kind of weird tree on it. Years passed since the vision and I actually forgot about it. I did not begin to remember anything about the vision until a while after I had started coming back to God. This one time when I started, randomly, thinking about the vision, I was remembering that weird thing with the horns that was coming at me, and then a new video popped up in my YouTube notifications. So I began watching it, and that weird thing with the horns was in the video. After I watched this video, I was completely astounded. God had told me a lot in this vision, but I had no clue it was even God talking to me. Yes, God was in the vision, but I didn't know that everything and every detail in the vision was God giving me directions that I would use later. I have spent years now studying about God. I left my former life and I mostly just hang out with God, and no one else. And the more I learn, the more I realize how little I really know, so I keep on learning. After watching this video, I realized the tree on top of the sacrificial altar was an acacia tree. This part of the vision with the acacia tree on top of the sacrificial altar was Jesus telling me if I really am going to follow Him, I must present my body as a living and a holy sacrifice, just like He did, for us. To make our bodies a living sacrifice is to learn how to make our flesh submissive to our spirit. God communicates to us through our spirits. Our souls consist of our will, mind and emotions, and the goal to being a mature Christian is to bring our flesh under the power of our spirit and align our will with God's will, just like Jesus did when He was a human on earth. If we are to be living sacrifices unto God, we must sacrifice our flesh and put the needs of God above our own needs, then God will supply our needs, that is how it works. Jesus said, But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. The whole point of us on earth is not for God to supply our needs, the whole point for us on earth is to advance the kingdom of God until the last person on earth makes their final choice to join the kingdom of God or not, then God's plan to be with us will come to fruition. The entire point of our creation is to be with God. Those who want to be with God. Those who choose God's eternity over what is temporary. Those are the overcomers who will inherit the kingdom of God. Service of worship. What exactly is service of worship? Service of worship is one Greek word, latria, and it means sacred service. Literally, it means your priestly service to God. This means Christians must make acceptable sacrifices to God through faith as His priests. We must make offerings that minister to God, faith offerings that please God. This Greek word is only used 5 times in the New Testament, but that is a teaching for another day.